Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph catch-up.
And we're going to have a bit of a chat about the most swiped jobs around. These are the jobs that are the, I'm going to say, sexiest jobs you could possibly do.
Hot jobs, hot jobs.
Hot jobs,
what
very
you gonna
sexy.
Do?
What you going to do?
So what do we got? What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at the top swiped jobs for men. Things along the lines of a chef is the number one.
Really?
Which I find odd because the idea of a chef sounds great in theory. Cause like, all those cooked meals. But really, chefs don't like cooking in their own house. Generally,
no,
generalisation.
No, no.
And they work awful hours.
Live off Pop-Tarts, I hear.
Yeah. Anyway, followed by an engineer.
An engineer? That's an interesting one because I find an engineer role is really... it's an undefinable one.
Yeah, because like, there's so many industries you could be an engineer in.
Absolutely. I have got mates of mine who work in, like, the Defence Force. They're engineers. And you go, well, I wouldn't have thought that there would be engineers in the Defence Force, but there are.
Or you can like, just be, like, a sound engineer and
yes,
you
can
just
you
set up yeah, PA systems, or maybe you're an engineer in the mines or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, well, I find that one interesting.
The next one I find even more interesting because there's a lot of people who claim to be this when they're just unemployed.
A dolphin trainer. That's usually
that
a pickup
line. Yeah, that was my pickup line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a dolphin trainer. Well. So, are you really?
Yeah.
Come back to mine.
Yeah, speak dolphin. Anyway. an entrepreneur number three.
Can I say that's the number one thing that absolutely gives me the irrits at the moment.
I don't think you can call yourself an entrepreneur. I think other people need to call you an entrepreneur.
You wait until other people refer to you as an entrepreneur because there's a lot of people who just take on the title and they just start spouting crap.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, are you really...
Even, like, entrepreneurs don't call themselves that. They'll be like, oh, no, I'm an app inventor. I invented an
yeah,
app.
Yeah, yeah,
or, like, you know, I had but an idea that was taken off.
It's a big title that goes around in, like, motivational circles.
Yes. You and I are thinking the same thing.
Often I'll see a YouTube clip of some nutbag who pops up advertising his entrepreneurial classes or lessons, and I'm like, no thanks, buddy.
Nah.
I mean, not for me. I'll pass on that one.
Marketing,
really?
Remember,
okay.
Yeah, number four.
All right.
And number five, also often a title used for those who aren't working at the time.
Yes.
Artist.
An artist. Oh, I'm a bit of an artist.
So once again, I think that's a title someone else gives you, not you give yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if you've worked hard to get one of those valueless arts degrees, then maybe you can call yourself an artist. I don't know, maybe.
Are the phone lines lighting up?
There's not many artists listening at this time of the morning, I think. There's more truck drivers than artists.
Anyway, for women, the sexiest jobs or the most swiped jobs are a hairdresser, number one.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, get that.
A nurse, number two.
A nurse. Oh, I'm feeling rather sick over here. I think I need some medical attention. Thanks very much.
A lawyer.
A lawyer? Really?
Yeah, something sexy about being a lawyer.
Oh, and, you know, breaking the rules,
that's
a word. Here's your deposition.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Suits lately after the whole Meghan thing. Once again, an entrepreneur coming in at number four.
I'll rack off. Okay.
And number five, a teacher.
And a teacher. Oh, there you go. What an interesting mix. So is that basically those are the hottest jobs to be swiping?
They're the hottest jobs. Okay. But they're so opposite to, like, everything I was raised on. Like, my mum, my whole family would have been like, find yourself a nice doctor or a lawyer. Stephanie. That was always like the classic, like, find a doctor or a lawyer.
That was the thing, but times are changing. People want more entrepreneurs than anything else, or dolphin trainers, I hear.
I feel like you're going to be asked out on a date from an entrepreneur to go and have, like, you know, one of those green shots or something that you get from, like, health food stores, like a wheatgrass shot.
Come and get a wheatgrass shot with me.
Yeah, I feel like that's your date with your entrepreneur and your green latte.
No, thanks. I've already barfed once today.
The Breakfast Bell Pound for 1870 Restaurants Orange on Hit.
I've got to say, too, and great live music coming up Friday night at 1870, as always.
Yeah.
The belt out. Steph, how do we describe it?
Nice and simple. This morning it is my turn to sing. What happens is Chris is going to push a button and I will hear a tune in the headphones. Now, I'll just sing along, hoping I know the lyrics well enough and just spelt it out.
Hoping you know the lyrics.
Sorry, lyrical genius
in that side of the desk. Yes.
But I just spelled it out. I sing along, and all you have to do is guess the song I'm singing. Now, we need the title of the song and the artist singing it, and it's not as easy as it sounds.
No, often quite difficult, because it's easy to get one thing. Like, you go, oh, that's such and such an artist. Mm. Sometimes you can pick it, but you need the name of the artist and the title of the song.
Simple as that, 13, 12, 16, if you know the tune.
And keep in mind, too, sometimes it's an artist that is often part of a band who might be doing something solo. So keep in mind, when you do your answers, that maybe it's them part of a band or maybe it's them by themselves.
Oh, okay.
That's something extra. That's another bit of difficulty in there. Are you ready to go? Because I will cue this up and get the song at the ready if you're keen.
Yep, I get nervous, but I'm good. I'm okay. I can do this. I can sing on the radio. Don't get scared. I'm all good.
Of course you're good. You've done it like... How long has this been going for? We've done it so many times
now. It still makes me nervous every week. Every week I get like, ugh.
Well, let's drop this music bed out and you're on that mic. I've got the music on that button and let's do it. Here we go.
And I lay half awake thinking what's it gonna take for my moment to arrive so sick and paralyzed. And I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth. Wonder when I'll spit it out. Yeah, I'm just getting started.
Oh, she's just getting started. I wonder what... I mean, it sounds familiar. To me, it sounds very familiar.
It's a pretty new track.
It's pretty fresh. It sounds like something that's just dropped relatively recently, maybe.
Yeah, and I think often I put on accents when I sing. I think I have, like, I can stay Australian for that one.
Yes, you can. You can definitely...
keep my Aussie sound.
Well, great hint, and there's absolutely no one calling, so I'm gonna hit the rewind button.
Oh, do I have to listen to it now?
And I'm gonna play it back because there's no one online.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do that.
And I lay half awake, thinking, what's it gonna take for my moment to arrive? So sick and paralyzed, and I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth. Wonder when I'll spit it out. Yeah, I'm just getting started.
It may also be because have we given the phone line yet? 13, 12, 16. Call in. It's your chance to win a $50 voucher. Have we mentioned that bit yet? Maybe not.
$50 voucher, 1870, 13, 12, 16. You call right now if you know the tune.
Got it. All right.
Unless I've really butchered it.
13, 12, 16. You can call now. We're set up. We're ready to go. We've voiced everything that we need to. We'll see if anyone knows what this is next. Get up with Chris and Steph on here.
The Breakfast Bell Town. For 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Now 7:14, as we get into the Brekkie Belt Out, we could be sending you to 1870 with a $50 voucher to spend. And don't forget to 1870 with their $20 lunch special available today, which means that voucher could cover you and a mate for lunch.
Oh, you know I'm there on the reg. I love it.
You do?
I love their lunch specials. There. Their steaks are like, mwah.
I've always wondered what it's like to go somewhere regularly enough where they just know your order and your name.
Yeah, no, they know my order every time. Because they know how I like my steak cooked.
So the game is like this. One of us sings a song, only we can hear it in our headphones, but you, listening through the radio, can only hear us singing. Steph gave it a go a moment ago and it sounded like this.
And I lay half awake, thinking what's it gonna take for my moment to arrive, so sick and paralyzed. And I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth, wonder when I'll spit it out, yeah, I'm just getting started.
All right, and we've got someone now willing to give it a go. Mackenzie on 13, 12, 16. Morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What are you up to? What are you doing today?
You're just through Bluetooth. I'm just on my way to work.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay, good. Very technology savvy in the car. Let's see. Do you want to hear it again?
I think I'm good.
You think you're good? I don't want to hear it again either. So right. We're on the same page here.
Well, tell us the name of the artist, title of the song. What do you think it is?
Is it Ice from Amy Someone?
From Amy Someone.
Do you know Amy's last name?
I know it's an animal of some sort, I'm pretty sure.
It is an animal of some sort.
You are so close.
She's from the Gold Coast. I bet you'd see this animal in the Gold Coast waters occasionally and would cause the whole beach to shut down. Yes!
Oh, is it? Don't say Amy Crocodile, but let's have a listen and see what
and
it
I
is.
I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth. Wonder when I'll spit it out. Yeah, I'm just getting started.
We got there. You were absolutely right. So well done. It was Amy Crocodile.
It was Amy Shark.
Congratulations. We're giving you a $50 voucher to 1870 so you can go and enjoy a feed there, okay?
Thank you very much.
Nice and simple. So good to see that we eventually got there. And in these cases, we feel like we have to push just a little bit just to get that last detail in order to
give it
away. Oh,
she was so close. She's like even saying, oh, it's an animal.
Animal,
like,
absolutely.
So close.
Well done, Mackenzie. We love talking pets. We love talking about animals on the show.
Of course we do.
I thought I'd ask this morning, 13, 12, 16, what did your pet bring you?
Why?
As a gift. You know, pets are occasionally that sort of inclination where they might find something and then leave it as a gift for you in the house.
Just for you. Look how good I am.
I've got two stories actually for this. A UK woman named Rosie recently discovered flowers mysteriously appearing on her back deck. She thought she had maybe a secret admirer.
Yeah.
Turns out she caught the culprit one day. It was the next door neighbour's cat Willow who'd been picking flowers and leaving them there as a gift.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
I know. Want to hear the flip side of that? Want to hear the other story? Have you seen the viral video of the cat leaving the present for its owner?
The tone of your voice is suggesting snake, maybe, or
on Twitter, one user has posted the video of his cat popping into the lounge room and leaving a mouse in the wine glass that he was drinking from and then leaving the area.
What the?
Yes, I will cut it right there because he's about to say something else because that footage has had 17,000 hits later. Haven't you seen that? I'll share it with you this morning because that is the grossest thing ever. So they're just sitting quietly, comfortably, just relaxing in the lounge room. Turns his back for 2 seconds. A cat wanders in, drops a mouse into the wine glass, the half-full wine glass that he's been drinking from, and then just leaves and just wanders straight back out again.
Yeah. Hey, Mum and Dad, here's your present. Here's your gift.
What did your pet bring you? What gift did your pet bring you? 13, 12, 16, if this has happened to you. Has it happened to you before? Steph, it's happened. Have you had this?
Yeah, it's happened to me. When we first brought Theodore home, our larger dog, I thought he was a murderer. I thought he'd murdered a little magpie. And you know me, I love my magpies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was devastated. I actually thought we couldn't keep him. I thought if he's got streak in him that's so dark that he could hurt a magpie. And he brought just part of it to the back door for me. It turns out that my dear partner had actually hit a magpie on the drive home, travelling long distance, and he thought he'd got rid of it, but unfortunately it was caught up in part of the grill.
And all Theodore's done is he's found it.
So I was thankful that he wasn't some savage, but it was the most horrific thing of my life, picking that up with tongs.
How scary. Well, what did your pet bring you? That's what we want to know this morning. 13, 12, 16, let us know.
We're talking about gifts that your pet has brought you.
A couple of great stories this week. One, a UK woman's discovered flowers being left on the back deck.
Beautiful.
Turned out the next door neighbour's cat, Willow, was picking flowers for her, leaving them there.
My stunning story.
The second one, viral video. Man in his house having a quiet glass of wine, drinking responsibly. Cat pops in, drops a mouse straight in the wine glass. Leaves almost immediately. Gone. It's a gruesome video, and he seems quite shocked by the whole thing. Yeah, the cat just, you know, obviously he wasn't proud of his work. He left very, very quickly. 13, 12, 16. The question today, Steph, what did your pet bring you? Has your pet brought a gift? Left it for you. This could be anything, really. Pets are like this. They often will bring something as a treat for you. There's got to be some sort of a reason why they do it.
Yeah, I think they're proud of their work, I think, especially if they find something that they think you would want them to bring them. Yeah.
You'll see value in.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, Rebecca's joining us. Morning, Beck. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Yeah,
good.
Great.
Has your pet gifted you with something?
Yes, three baby rabbits.
Oh, really? Well, now, when we say pet,
it would be really, it would be really cute if they were alive.
Yeah, no, we got that. So yeah, what's your fur baby?
We're talking dog, cat, what?
Well, it was a little cat.
A cat.
It's a cat.
A
cat is no longer with us either now, but yeah.
Do you live out of town on a property?
On a property, I mean, it's quite the, a lot of people would want a cat like this.
Yeah, no, we do live out of town, but not on a big property, no.
All right. I can imagine, was it you that made the discovery or someone else in the household who got the shock?
Yeah, my 14-year-old daughter, because it was under her side table in her bedroom.
Oh, no!
The cat brought it to her favourite person.
How devastating!
Oh, that'd be right.
Well, I'm glad to see it was just a once-off occasion, was it? Was that the first and last
time?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, once-off three times in one hit is more than enough, thank you.
Yeah, I would understand that completely. No one likes it to happen, no one wants it to happen whatsoever, and there's a big conversation there about cat ownership and making sure that you're
being responsible.
Being responsible.
Well, so with dogs and any animals, you've got to make sure that you're doing the right thing.
I know it's especially different in those circumstances where you maybe have a piece of property or something and you've got a plague of mice or something like that.
Yeah, then
that's often seen
you're doing
as
the right thing.
But it's a difficult conversation that I'm not qualified to sort of get into.
Your pets just want you to be happy and bring you gifts.
Absolutely. That's all they want. They just want your praise and happiness, and they want to know that they've done a good job. That's all they're doing at the end of the day. Thank you very much for that, Beck. What a startling thing. Imagine waking up.
No, don't imagine that.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.